What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled What the Original Ghostbusters Taught Us About the Tyranny of Donald J. Trump. So as you guys know by now, Donald J. Trump is playing fast and loose with everything. He's just out there being Dabbat al-Ard, which is Arabic for beast of the earth. He's pretty much destroying everything in his path. He has already destroyed the U.S. economy. He's going to take us to war with Iran in June, July, like I told you before. And we're going to focus on how Ghostbusters, the original Ghostbusters that came out in 1981, 1985, something like that, actually prophesied the return of the Dajjal, aka the great con artist known as Donald J. Trump. So in the original Ghostbusters, there was this evil entity from another world called Gowser, okay? Or Gozer. Gozer the Destroyer, right? Now, what a lot of you guys out there don't know is that Gozer was actually based on a Babylonian / Sumerian evil god of destruction. Now, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. The Jews built Hollywood. The Jews worship Satan. The Jews use Hollywood to promote satanic ideology, okay? Now, let's go back to the day God created Adam. First of all, guys, I've said this in my videos, I'm going to say it again. God, outside of animals and Coach Bitchpill, God created three types of beings. He created angels out of pure light, therefore they do not have free will. He created jinns out of fire. They are shapeshifters. They were on this earth before us. They're far more technologically. They're just better than us in every way possible. And then God created us out of mud and water, which effectively means we're made out of fucking clay. And the jinns, they don't like us, like us. They have free spirit, but they view themselves as being superior to us. And the lead jinn, his name is Beelzebub, or Iblis in Arabic. And he said to God, with the exception of your staunchest supporters, I'm going to take everybody to hell with me. I'm looking at the super hot, I think she's like Filipino or something. Damn, that bitch is hot. Damn. Okay, she got in her car. Looks like she could be in her 20s or early 30s. But you know how some of those Filipinas look, man. I mean, yeah, she's like a stick and all, but has a really cute face for a Filipina. Anyways, going back to the point of this video. So, Beelzebub, aka Iblis, said to God, with the exception of your staunchest supporters, I'm going to take everybody of mankind, us, down to hell with me. And God said to Iblis, game on. Once you guys understand that these evil demons are not fallen angels, there's no such thing as fallen angels in Islam. These are entities that are created out of fire. They have free will. They're shapeshifters. They are far more advanced than we are. Once you guys understand that, like, a lot of things start to make sense. So again, the point of the jinns is to take us down to the hell fire. Okay, now the jinns, they cannot walk amongst us because God made it like that. Okay, the jinns, they live in other dimensions. In fact, dogs can see jinns, but you and I cannot see jinns. Okay. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad had the opportunity to actually see a jinn, and he was gonna keep that jinn around, but he decided against it because he said that, I remember the prayer of King Solomon saying to God, give me a kingdom unlike no other. Now, the greatest time for humanity was under the command of King Solomon. King Solomon had full access to jinns. Now again, jinns have free will. They're not all bad, okay? So the Prophet Solomon extensively used the services of gens. This is why he was able to fly around on a magic carpet and he was able to visit all over the world, okay? As you guys know by now, fucking you got fucking pyramids in Latin America that look like they were made in Mesopotamia. How did that happen? King Solomon, okay? So the jinns helped King Solomon have the greatest kingdom of all time. Now, flash forward to today, we have the evil jinns who are in charge of modern Western civilization. You guys need to understand, modern Western civilization is built on satanic principles. It's not built on divine principles like that of King Solomon. Now, technology itself isn't bad, okay, guys? Like this phone I'm using right now to make a video and I'm gonna upload it on MGTOW TV. Technology itself is not bad. It's the principles that power that technology. Now, the principles during the lifetime of King Solomon was good, but during our lifetime, those principles are based on evil. So, the jinns we have today, they want to come into our world, okay? So, how are they doing it? They're doing it through AI. They're doing it through quantum computing. They're doing it through Donald J. Trump, okay? Now, going back to Ghostbusters, so the original one. So, Gozer is known as Gozer the Destroyer, okay? He's based on an ancient Sumerian god. Now, Gozer wanted to bring evil into this world, okay? Now, he brought evil into this world through the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. Now, what did Gozer say to the Ghostbusters? He said to them, choose your destroyer. And one of the Ghostbusters, for some reason, he thought of the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man because, you know, the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man, he represents marshmallows. He looks so cute and innocent, but that was their destroyer. And of course, you know, the Ghostbusters were able to cross streams, unlike what Coach Pitchpill does at the truck stop, and they were able to defeat the Marshmallow Man and this evil Gozer. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you, I voted for myself, unlike some of you. We as mankind, we chose our destroyer. Everybody who went out there and voted for Donald J. Trump, you voted for your destroyer. You chose your destroyer. Now, Donald J. Trump is gonna destroy this country because you chose Donald J. Trump. Now, you guys need to understand, the Dajjal in Arabic means great deceiver. Now, I told you guys before that I highly think that Donald J. Trump is a Dajjal. I'm like 99% certain he's a Dajjal. And the reason behind it is that to be the great deceiver, he has to deceive people. Now, let's say that piece of shit Netanyahu, let's say he was the Dajjal. Well, with the exception of the Jews, in fact, most Jews don't even like that idiot, ain't nobody gonna be deceived by Netanyahu. Christians are not gonna be deceived by him. Hindus are not gonna be deceived by him. Muslims are not gonna be deceived by Netanyahu, okay? So, Donald Trump, he is the great deceiver because everybody is deceived by him, okay? Now, we're all listening from the Zionist-controlled media that Trump, you know, he was able to make a great deal. China's going to come back to the table. The golden age is coming along. And now the state of Florida is saying thank you to the Donald Trump administration for helping us find out more information about this killer who came to our country to kill Trump. Right now, what the Jews are doing, and I've said this before, okay? The Jews don't shine a light on you unless you're one of two things. Either you're controlled opposition or you're stupid idiots like Black Lives Matter, okay? So what the Jews are doing is that they're elevating Donald J. Trump to God-like status. Now, you guys got to understand, Trump is not going to come out and say to you, "Ana al-hukum al-a'la," I am your God most high. Donald Trump is not going to say that. The media is doing that for him via propaganda, okay? That propaganda is far more powerful than Donald Trump saying, "Ana al-hukum al-a'la," I am your God most high, okay? If I came out and I said I'm the greatest podcaster of all time, you guys are going to be like, yeah, no. But if somebody else who had power and influence came out and said Amr Mitwali is the greatest podcaster of all time, you'd be more inclined to believe that than me claiming that. Same thing with Trump, guys. Trump will never, ever say, "Ana al-hukum al-a'la," I am your God most high. The media is doing it for him, and a lot of people out there, they genuinely believe that Trump was sent by God. Now, once Trump gets to the position of God, he can have you do things that you would not initially have believed in. For example, like David Knight said, people who are anti-vaccine, they were anti-cryptocurrency, now they're pro-vaccine, pro-cryptocurrency because Donald Trump said so. You see, in Islam, shirk, which is also in the Jewish religion, means association with, okay? If you associate somebody with God, you will go to hell. Now, I don't drink alcohol. Let's say a woman came up to me and said, "Hey, Amr, you want my pussy? Buy me alcohol." And I went out there and I bought her alcohol just for her pussy and I died, I'd go to hell for eternity. Why? Because I let her overrule God. Now, a lot of people out there are letting Donald J. Trump overrule God. And you guys are falling for it, you're going by it. That makes you an accomplice of Trump. And therefore, now you are open to divine punishment, okay? All of you guys out there who support Donald J. Trump, you are ripe for divine punishment. You will be misled by him. You guys need to understand, the old joke goes like this. Who'd you rather have rule over you, the Chinks or the Jews? The Jews. Why? Because the Jews will take you to Disneyland before they take you to the slaughterhouse. So right now, guys, the Zionist controlled media is going to say, "Oh yeah, bro, stock market just came back, biggest rally in history, inflation is going down." Even though the stock market is down big time since Trump took office, even though inflation already doubled or tripled the cost of food, they're going to make it look like it's a big W for Donald J. Trump. So they're going to elevate him to God-like status over the next 2 to 3 months. And then when the big war happens with Iran, like TFM said, this is when Donald J. Trump is going to say, "Hey, good Christian men, come die for God's chosen people." And by that time, guys, in all likelihood, there will be a draft, okay? I'm telling you guys, especially you guys between 18 and 35 years old, there will be a there will be a draft. And you will be forced to go die for dirty Jews. Islam tells us when this happens, 99 out of 100 will die, okay, guys? This means that this war is going to be fought with nuclear bombs. It's going to be fought with... It's going to be fought with nuclear bombs. It's going to be fought with biological weaponry. It's everything that's on the table to kill will be used in this war coming up with Iran. And again, this war could start as early as June, July. It's April, okay? April, May, June, the war begins ramping up, and July, the big war will happen. You guys don't want to be here when that big war happens, okay, guys? You want to be somewhere else, preferably Latin America, preferably a place like Paraguay or Uruguay, who are in isolated areas, okay? As you guys know, I go to Colombia a lot. Now, personally, I'd prefer to be in Uruguay or Paraguay, but let me get Colombia going, and then I can go to Uruguay and Paraguay later. Both Uruguay and Paraguay, they have high GDPs. In fact, Uruguay is known as the Switzerland of Latin America, and both countries, Uruguay, Paraguay, they're right next to each other, by the way. They have like 90% white population, and the white people are descendants of Italians. So, you know, they're chill, laid-back white people. This is where I would rather be, but I'll take Colombia over America simply because of the tyranny of Donald J. Trump, okay? So, right now, guys, the economy is really, really, really bad. Right about now, okay, guys, the economy is horrible. Many stores are going out of business, restaurants are going out of business, inflation has taken its toll on people, high wages have taken their tolls on people, and the fact that people are not even working, working to buy, because you know, in order for you to go to a restaurant and have a meal for $20, you have to make not just a lot of money, but you also have to be able to have a lot of money after you pay your expenses, which a lot of people out there, they don't, you know, because again, real estate is high, rent has doubled or even tripled, so a lot of people out there, they just don't have the money to go out and eat at restaurants anymore. So this is why a lot of these sit-down restaurants are going out of business, because people can't afford to eat there anymore, you know. And this is why I have effectively left the U.S. for Colombia, because other than Chipotle, the only places that are doing well is Chipotle, Taco Bell, and Del Taco. That's because they're cheap, they're quick, and Chick-fil-A is a juggernaut. They'll always be doing well. McDonald's is kind of going down because McDonald's is shit. I prefer Burger King over McDonald's. Honestly, I'll do Taco Bell and fucking Del Taco before I do McDonald's. Honestly, guys, I would actually sell the food truck and open a restaurant here. But the reason why I don't do that is because, again, I don't know how bad things are going to be here in America. I don't know how bad Trump will make things here. Is there going to be a total collapse of the economy? Is he going to throw people in jail if they don't say that Jews are the best thing to happen since sliced bread? There is so many bad, evil things that Donald Trump can do that... It's just way too scary for me to continue spending time here in America when I know what this guy is capable of. You guys gotta understand, I drove cab in LA. I know crazy people. In fact, the best way to get crazy people under control is out crazy the crazy. I know that as a cab driver, okay? I told you guys, you know, when I was driving cab, I had this crazy person, you know, he's like, oh man, your meter is running too quick. Oh man, you're driving too slow, man. So I started going like this, you know, shaking the cab. And he's like, whoa, what's going on? What's going on? And I'm like, Tourette's, man. You're making me anxious, man. And he was like, okay, I'm sorry. And he shut up for the whole rest of the way. And then on top of that, he tipped me like $5-$10. So I know crazy people, and I can out crazy the crazy. So when I tell you that Donald Trump is just too damn crazy for me, then you know that it's time for us to go, okay? You guys out there watching this video, man, again, especially 18 to 36, you gotta watch it because he will institute a draft. You guys gotta understand, these jobs that are gonna come back to America, they're gonna be for robots. They're not gonna be for you guys, okay? I mean, think about it. Let's say I'm able to buy a robot for $50,000, right? I have a robot that can fucking sew clothing or fucking put iPhones together, right? That robot cost me $50,000. How much is it gonna cost me to hire the average American a year working full-time in a factory? Probably close to $50,000. So, obviously, it will be a lot better to have a robot working than having a human, okay? So again, these jobs that quote-unquote are gonna come back to America, they're coming back for robots. They're not coming for you, okay? So the U.S. government's gotta do something with the excess population, especially 18 to 36 year old men. Like Sandman said, once you hit 35, 36, you stop thinking with your small head and you start thinking with your big head. So Americans between 18 and 35, they gotta go. So don't be surprised if the U.S. government forces a draft within the next couple of months. Okay, guys? I mean, all this stuff I'm talking about is 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. This is like common sense, dudes. This is like logic and reason. Like everything Donald Trump is doing, he's doing it to A, make himself appear like a god. B, build this digital system around you so you can't even buy food without Donald Trump saying, giving you the okay. And thirdly, this is about killing off young fighting age men. Your only solution, other than taking over the country, is getting the fuck out of the country. And you guys gotta understand, a lot of people got to die. Okay, guys? At the end of the day, the Donald Trump, Netanyahu, they're really not the problem. At the end of the day, the problem is normies who just became too wicked, too evil, too uncaring. These are the people that God has to either punish or take away their souls. You look at what's happening to the Palestinians, like fucking kids, 1-year-old, 2-year-old, getting shot in the head. You know, why would that happen to them? It's God's way of saying, hey, look, man, you're just not important enough to be part of this world order, so I'm just going to take you back. Like, I want to live to see the return of Jesus. I want to live so I can get Yogi Ob's mom all for myself. Okay, guys? So I want to be here to see the return of the Son of Mary. Now, a lot of people are not worthy of the return. I mean, think about it, right? If Jesus came in right now, who's gonna follow him? Nobody. Yeah, sure, we'll all sing and dance and hold hands and sing Kumbaya, but you ain't gonna do shit. In fact, you all didn't do shit 2,000 years ago, so why the hell would Jesus come back now and do the shit he did 2,000 years ago when you all ain't gonna do anything other than, yeah, no. You know, that's quite frankly my job. See, my job is to be the bench warmer for Jesus. To be like, you know, the comedian before the real comedian takes stage, okay? And I'm telling you guys, your only two hope is to get the fuck out of the West and to get politically involved. By the way, guys, the state of Florida, they've been holding on to my MGTOW party for fucking 8 months. And they don't get back to me. They don't email me. They don't write me. They don't even call me. So it's like, okay, I think somebody I think somebody researched MGTOW and now they're like, yeah, no, we don't want their parties. Like, I thought we lived in a democracy, but oh well, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, you guys gotta understand and understand this good, okay? Eventually, this will all come crashing down. Eventually, Donald will be exterminated. Whether he's going to be exterminated physically or whether he's going to be exterminated in the sense of his power getting taken away, that's up to God and Jesus. That's none of my business, okay? My only business is to get the fuck out of the West and start a political party or get politically involved. Because you guys got to understand, when Donald Trump and his dirty Jew followers are taken down, somebody's gotta run this country. Guys, you can't have a French-style revolution, okay? You can't have a fucking Goy revolution. When Donald Trump is expired and Washington, D.C. falls, somebody has to pick up the mantle and continuation of government. That's us, okay? I don't want fucking normies. I don't want fucking usurpers, opportunists. I don't want anybody running this country after the destruction of Donald J. Trump other than us MGTOW. As of now, we are the best people to run the government. Why are we the best people to run the government? First of all, we are higher IQ than the average normie. That's why you're watching this video. Secondly, you know what's going on for the past almost 10 years. And thirdly, we got our own shit going on. We don't need to oppress or steal from other people. Like, all the people in the US government, they're simply stealing from us, okay? Look, I own a food truck. I own restaurants. I don't have to fucking tax you so I can put money in my pocket. I don't have to fucking force you to sell your house so I can take your that money and your house and sell it for myself or do something like that, okay? Right now, guys, the US government is simply taking advantage of us for their own personal gains. Us MGTOWs, we already got our shit going on. We really don't need to take advantage of other for our personal gains. And you guys have to understand, of all the people out there, we're the ones who are going our own way. At the end of the day, guys, MGTOW will win, okay? MGTOW is in the Quran. I mean, why do you guys think I'm losing all this money on MGTOW TV for? It's in the Quran, the first verses of Surah Al-Kahf. In fact, if you guys memorize the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, you will be protected from the antics of the Antichrist, the Dajjal, Donald Trump. You guys need to understand, Scamarona had no negative impact on me. Donald J. Trump has no negative impact on me, okay? I gotta go to the dentist and I mean, my teeth ain't bad, but I definitely need to do some cosmetic dentistry. I'll do that later. I'll do that in Colombia when I get a little bit more money. But finishing off this video, okay, guys? At the end of the day, it's going to be us MGTOWs who are going to run this place. So if you're watching this video, find out how you can end up being the ruler of this country. Okay, guys? Now, again, I'm really hoping that the MGTOW party gets approved. Because once it does, once a MGTOW party gets approved, then other people can do what I'm doing, and that will get us politically known. That will get us... See, right now, guys, nobody knows about MGTOW. Other than you guys watching this video, nobody knows about MGTOW. And that's the way the Jews want it to be. Okay, guys? See, Jews, because they're Satanist, they know that MGTOW is the solution. What is MGTOW all about? MGTOW is about taking away women's rights and getting rid of the Jews. Guys, if you boil Islam down, okay? If you boil Islam down, you'll find two things Islam is about. Getting rid of Jews and taking away women's right, which coincidentally is what MGTOW is all about. And this is why the Jews are so scared of us. This is why they're keeping us at the bottom of the bottom. This is why you can't advertise MGTOW. But it is what it is, you know. It's us versus them. We got God on our side. They don't. And like my great-grandfather, great-great-great-grandfather said, Sabrun Jamil. Patience is beautiful. So until it's time for us to shine, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Or, in the case of Coach Bitchpill, traps and Thai ladyboys. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.